Just because you may be a Christian does not mean you or a family member doesn't deal with or have an addiction or an addicted family member. This morning, we are joined by Tricia from Teen Challenge. Good morning, Tricia.
Good morning, Shirley.
So why don't you tell me, what is Teen Challenge?
Well, a Teen Challenge, it is our mission to demonstrate the love of Jesus by helping men and women be set free from substance addiction and to equip them to live full and meaningful lives.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And now, is it only for teens?
No, Shirley. We are actually a 12-month, faith-based, in-residence, drug and alcohol rehabilitation program for adults 18 years of age and older.
I volunteer at the women's facility in Aurora.
Yeah.
Do you only have that one center here in Canada?
No, we actually have 9 centers across Canada. And today I am here also representing the Ontario Women's Center in King City.
And where can people find out more information about Teen Challenge? Is there a website?
There sure is. I would encourage anyone who may have be struggling with an addiction or know someone who is struggling to please visit our website at teenchallenge.ca.
I primarily sit with women who don't have visitors because sometimes they're far away from their families and they don't have anybody to talk to. So I go and listen and I sit. But you know what? My cup is so filled to overflowing every single time I visit. I just have to say what an amazing ministry this is.
I would absolutely have to agree. And isn't that funny how we go to bless those in the program, mm-hmm. but ultimately we are the ones that are fulfilled by spending time there, just being able to see, the transformation in the lives of the women there, how their families are being restored, how God is working in their hearts and in their minds. It's absolutely amazing to witness.
That's right.
So I am so grateful that you are spending time with the ladies and encouraging them, Shirley, and that you've also had this experience.
Absolutely. I just love how you guys come around men and women as a community, and they get counseling, they get education, they get that God-filled puzzle piece that's missing in their lives, that emotional and spiritual need that they may never have known in their life before.
That's right. I would have to agree. I am completely humbled to be part of this amazing ministry as I get to witness firsthand how the Lord completely transforms the lives of the women in our program every day. And yeah, we just have the opportunity to walk alongside each individual, providing not just the treatment, but discipleship and mentorship.
I need to know a little bit more about you. Who is Tricia?
Well, I would be happy to share a little bit about my story. Today, I am so grateful to be the donor relations officer for the Teen Challenge Ontario Women's Center. But I will share that my journey with Teen Challenge did not begin as an employee.
Oh.
Yeah, it began as a client, as someone walking through the doors desperate for help.
Mm.
Yeah, I never would have imagined that my life would have been led down such a destructive path, but there I was, living in full-blown addiction.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how did you get there?
Looking back, I can see that it was in my attempt to cope with childhood trauma that I turned to substances.
Mm.
I remember wanting to ease that pain that I was carrying, that loneliness and just the void that I felt, I just wanted it to stop. And so substance abuse seemed to help with that for a very short time. I lost control.
Mm.
And for 20 years of my life, 20 plus years, my life became a vicious cycle of doing whatever it took, no matter what the cost, to support my addiction.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Did you try before this to get clean?
I tried so many times, Shirley, to get clean. I went to treatment programs. I did whatever I could. My family was very supportive. Unfortunately, every time I tried, it failed. A little bit of time would go by, but I would always end up relapsing and falling back. Mm. And I absolutely hated that I was hurting my family, my right. loved ones, and causing them so much pain, giving them a little bit of hope just to take it away again. And it was awful. I had completely given up hope and was ready to end it all, actually. Yeah.
Jesus had a different plan for you, Tricia.
He sure did.
So I want to ask you, why was Teen Challenge different for you than other treatment plans?
Teen Challenge was different for me because Jesus was at the center.
Ah. My hairs are standing up. Amen.
Yeah, it was his presence, his ability to reveal how valuable I was, to erase my shame and my guilt, that really truly healed my heart and gave me a purpose and a reason to live a life that was different and that was fulfilling and that felt good and purposeful.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Jesus loves us on our darkest days and on our sunniest days, correct?
That's right. He pulled me from that pit of destruction. And he brought me to a safe place where I could begin my healing, which was Teen Challenge. And today I am celebrating over 6.5 years of sobriety.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So has your family been restored now?
My family has been completely restored. And yeah, I am now the mom and the daughter, the sister, and now the grandma that I'd always hoped that I could be.
Oh, my goodness.
I am in awe of what the Lord has done in my life. I would just encourage anyone who is struggling to know that there is hope and there is healing, and to start the process of asking for help, to go to teenchallenge.ca.
What's coming up for Teen Challenge?
Well, I am so happy to share that we are approaching our Teen Challenge Ontario Women's Centre Gala event on May 2nd. This is an amazing night, great food, powerful stories of transformation, fellowship, and an opportunity to come together and make a lasting impact in the lives of the women that we serve in our program.
Oh, and how do people get tickets?
People can get tickets by visiting our website at teenchallenge.ca to learn more about purchasing their tickets, buying a table, or even giving a gift towards the event.
Oh, I'm sure tickets are going to sell really, really fast. So make sure you purchase your tickets before April 21st, and be there with us. When was the date again for the gala?
The gala is on Friday, May 2nd at 5:30 in Concord.
Thank you so much, Tricia.
Thank you, Shirley. It's been a pleasure.
May I just say that you are blessed and you are a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for giving me this opportunity to share about the Teen Challenge Ministry and how it has completely restored and transformed my life. Thank you.